With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Orkin. You know when something goes wrong at home and you just freak out? Especially when it comes to pests? Ants in the marinara, cockroaches hanging around your bubble bath, an uninvited rat at your daughter's birthday party. Don't let pests ruin the moment. Get an Orkin tech out to your house tomorrow. They'll protect your time and your temper. Visit orkin.com/bugoff to save $50 on your first pest control service with the promo code POD50. Orkin, home is where the bugs aren't.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after today's Strawberry Letter. You don't want to miss that. But first,
it's too much chicken.
Yeah, it's a prank phone call from the nephew. Nephew's gone.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said it too fast.
Yeah.
Okay, say it again.
All right, it's a prank phone
call. It's too much chicken.
Okay, did it again.
Go ahead, try it again.
All right, coming up next, it's the nephew's prank phone call. It is... Hello?
Today.
It's too much chicken.
Get not with you.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach Jason, please.
This is Jason.
Hi, Jason. My name is Remy. I'm calling with BPE TMC. How's your day going?
I'm doing fine, but what's a BT, whatever that is?
BPE TMC, it's an organization. We've been around for the last 5 years, and we're trying to help different things in the black community. And I wanted to reach out and give you a call and see if you would be on board or help signing a petition that we're going to have going around with BPE TMC, if you don't mind.
Okay, what is it about?
Well, BPE TMC, Jason, is Black People Eat Too Much Chicken. And what we're trying to do is cut back
the
shortage of chicken.
Black people eat too much chicken? What the hell is this?
My name is Remy, sir.
Okay, what you mean by black people eat too much chicken?
We've done a test study, and we realized, sir, that black people are the ones that are eating too much chicken. And what we want to do is try to cut back, because right now there's a shortage.
The Chinese and ask them, they eat all kinds of chicken. Chicken Fu Young, all this here. Chicken, the white people eat chicken palaiyay. All this here. Chicken stir fried rice with chicken and all this thing. You want to come to me talking about a black person? Eat too much damn chicken? Did you ask the white people? I bet you ain't hitting no with no white folks. I bet you don't go to them. Y'all scared of them.
Well, sir, we're gonna get to that. We're starting in the black community. Black people are the ones that seem to buy the most chicken.
Man, no chicken. Guess what? I don't eat chicken. And if I did eat some chicken, I'd be cursing. Man, who the are you a big ass something? You. Hey, how in the y'all got my number in it? Where you get it from?
Actually, we're getting numbers from the supermarket, and we're getting a listing of people who buy the most.
Supermarket, you get my number in no supermarket?
Sir, the main thing we're trying to get you to do is cut back on eating chicken. Now, what
man,
we want you to do?
I don't eat no chicken, and you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go and eat some chicken, and don't call me with no about eating too much chicken. Don't even call my phone. Do you got that?
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Callaway. Is this Callaway?
Yeah, it's Callaway. Who is this?
How you doing? My name is Remy. I'm with BPE TMC. And
Who?
My name is Remy, sir. I'm with BPE TMC. What we're doing is we have a petition we're trying to get signed throughout the black community of some things that we're trying to actually help out in the black community.
Uh-huh.
So BPE TMC is actually an organization, and we're trying to actually save some things in the black community.
Okay. What is that? What's that stand for? What the hell is that? BPE, what is that for?
BPE TMC is Black People Eat Too Much Chicken. And what we're trying to do is get...
Man, you got to be kidding me, man. Who is this, man?
This is Remy, sir. We're trying to get you all to actually sign a petition. What's going on is black people are buying too much chicken.
Oh, you got to be... Kidding me with this, man. Is this a white man? Who is this, man?
I am Caucasian, sir. Yes.
Man, why are you calling me with this?
Well, what we're trying to do is we're trying to get.
How'd you get my number, first of all?
Actually, we're getting numbers from supermarkets that are letting us know
man,
the people that.
Man, you gonna get the f*** off my phone with this, man. Talking about some eating chicken. Man, you gonna make me get out and smack one of y'all. What's wrong with you?
Okay, sir, what we're trying to do is get you guys to cut back on buying chicken.
Man, who's you guys? What the f*** you talking about, you guys?
Well, the black community is... The black community, yeah, sir.
Hey, man, that. You better go on with that. We ain't got time for that, man. Don't be calling my phone with that, man.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Valerie, Val.
This is she. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Remy. I'm with BPE TMC. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. And you?
I'm very well, ma'am. Listen, what we're trying to do is, if I take a little bit of your time, we're trying to actually get a survey signed by people in the black community. We're actually trying to help out in the black community. The organization is BPE TMC, and what this is black people.
What is that?
That's black people eat too much chicken. So what we're doing is we're trying to get
black people do what?
Black.
Say that one more time for me.
Black people eat too much chicken. You see, there's been a shortage in chicken. So what we're trying to do is get black
there's
people to cut back.
There's been a shortage in chicken, and you want to do a survey?
Well, what we want you guys to do is sign a petition that you're not going to eat any more chicken this year.
That doesn't even make sense. We just don't eat chicken. You know, we eat beef, we eat steak, we eat fish. I don't see you trying to pull that off the market. Now, why would you want to tell us not to to eat chicken and we eat other stuff, too? Where are you getting your deep findings from? Because this doesn't make any sense.
The test study, ma'am, was over chicken, and it just seems like that.
Who did this test study?
Well, we did, ma'am. We're BPE TMC, and after doing the test study, we did realize that the black people are the ones that are eating.
Was the test only just directed to black people? I mean, did you use white people? Did white people eat chicken too? Did you guys always on diets and stuff?
Okay, ma'am. Well,
Asians? What about the Hispanics? Did you use them?
Okay, ma'am, listen, what the bottom line is, our first study is black people, and what we're trying to do is get you guys to cut back on eating.
No, your study should be everybody. This is some where'd you get my number from?
Ma'am, we got numbers from the supermarkets of people that buy lots.
You didn't get my number from no supermarket, because I didn't give my number to no supermarket. This just don't make any damn sense. You calling me, interrupting me about some like this.
Bottom line, ma'am, you're
chicken,
not cooking.
You don't
chicken.
Tell me,
you're not
me, telling me what the hell I can't eat. You don't lost your mind. You
chicken.
Got life and twisted, sir. Yes, you do. Life twisted. Calling somebody, telling them that black people eat too much chicken. You and your partition.
Would you like to hear what the survey is actually saying?
No, I don't want to hear what the survey is actually saying, because what you're saying is about a whole bunch of.
But the survey is saying that this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Valerie, this is Nephew Tommy, baby, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Tommy, I love him some chicken.
All right, there you have it, Nephew Tommy.
Nephew.
Yes. Prank phone call, too much
There's
chicken.
Never, you can never have too much
no.
chicken.
Never.
You never heard black people say that. Woo!
Ooh, too much chicken.
You got way too much chicken up in there.
Barbecue chicken, baked
barbecue
chicken, fried chicken,
chicken,
chicken grilled chicken.
Chicken.
Speaking of fried chicken,
chicken
I'm
nuggets,
going to,
chicken
I'm going to churches again. Today, man.
They
fact.
Love
it. Get
oh,
out
yeah.
of here. Yeah. Get
oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, Whole Foods is too high.
Oh,
it's way too damn high. No.
Why do you say that, Jay?
Because I bought some soup from Whole Foods.
Uh-huh.
I paid $12.49 for a little container of soup.
But was it
Campbell?
Good,
it was okay, but it was $12. I couldn't really enjoy it because of the price.
Oh, first of all,
mm-hmm.
come on, Steve.
You
help
act
me.
Like you don't have money. Whole Foods
mm-hmm.
costs more to shop at than a regular grocery store.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, you can either pay the mm-hmm. little extra money that it costs to eat the groceries,
right.
or you can pay the medical bills for eating the wrong stuff.
Got $14 all these damn shows. For soup. Just listen at that phrase.
Wait, it went up since
listen at the phrase.
Since your first...
$16.50 for soup. Listen
Why
at the phrase.
Why are you so crazy?
Listen at what I'm saying. $18.20. Soup should never...
You got it.
$37.60 for this damn soup, man.
Soup. Okay, you got it.
The soup was $56. I'm telling you, this soup was really too damn. But it's just
Oh, you're a vegan now, I forgot.
Don't call me that. Isn't that a racial slur?
All All right, listen, coming up next, it's today's Strawberry Letter. How much was How much was the soup?
Soup was $72.26.
Boy.
We'll be back right after this.
This is April.
And Cassidy.
We are the hosts of the podcast Dressed, the History of Fashion.
And this season, we travel throughout history and around the world to bring you more of the fascinating stories from behind the clothes we wear.
We travel to Central Asia to learn all about the resist dyeing technique known as ikat, and to Paris to learn all about the legacy of Christian Dior.
We also explore the history of a whole host of topics, from plus size fashion to the clothing choices of cults.
Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or the iHeartRadio app or wherever else you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.